Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. Today we're doing our first franchise tax symposium. We'll get to hear from four different tax franchise opportunities on one show, and that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're doing our first franchise tax symposium, where you're going to get to hear from four different tax franchise opportunities on one show. And how about we go right to our interview with the Liberty Tax Franchise Opportunity? Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains in worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today's guests are John Hewitt, who's the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and Dan Castellini, who's franchisee to Liberty Tax Service. And John is a savvy 38-year veteran in the tax industry, and he's known for his business and financial success in franchising and leadership. Good morning, John and Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for saying I'm savvy, and remind Dan Castellini that, because he's not even 38 years old.
Okay, there you go.
Good morning.
Thanks, John. It's a privilege to talk to you, and same with you, Dan. It's just great to have you. John and Dan, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're ready to finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi, Don, to John and Dan.
Yeah, hi, John and Dan. Appreciate, Mar and I, you both coming on the show. We're both very impressed with Liberty Tax Service and what you, John, have accomplished in franchising and business. And we know that our listeners will learn a lot from the both of you today. So, I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having us. And with Dan, you invited one of the best top 10. You know, I brought in 3,000 franchisees in my career, and Dan's got to be top 10 or 20 all time.
That's
wow. Fantastic.
That's good, what I've heard
job,
from
Dan.
Nina. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I want to congratulate you on the tremendous success of Liberty Tax Service. Don and I were saying earlier, if there was ever a Hall of Fame for franchising, I mean, your picture would be right next to Ray Kroc or Fred DeLuca. You know, I believe you're one of the first people or only people to ever create two top 10 franchise opportunities. So that's a big wow. You know, so.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And we just passed a new milestone. Last year when we passed 2,000 offices,
right.
I'm the first guy ever to found two different chains with over 2,000 locations.
That's incredible. Congratulations
yeah.
on that.
I've been blessed,
John. It's really it's an honor to speak with you. I thought, John, we'll start off with you. What were you doing before starting Liberty Tax Service?
You know, just before Liberty, I spent 15 years founding and developing Jackson Hewitt, and we sold Jackson Hewitt in 1997 for $483 million, and I had a non-compete that for 3 years, and looked around for something else to do, and said, you know what? There's still an opportunity in the tax business. Block has been stumbling, and Jackson Hewitt began to stumble, and we turned our attention to Canada, when we started Liberty Tax Service. And so the first several years we were focusing on Canada, but I had founded and sold Jackson Hewitt, which today has not only bears my name, but has 6,500 locations.
Right.
Wow.
Something.
Was there anything
you
nice, did? John? Excuse me, Mark. That was nice, John. That I guess a pretty good deal on your end, with only the 3-year non-compete, with someone with your experience.
Yeah, we argued and argued, and they wanted 5, and I wanted 2, and we eventually settled on 3.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Now, they've done pretty well. They sold it for $483 million, and today it's a public company, a billion-dollar company. So they haven't
incredible.
Done too bad for themselves.
Everybody made out, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Was there anything you did differently, John, when you went, you know, from Hewitt to Liberty Tax Service? You know, I mean, again, you got a second chance to do it all over again.
Yeah, Paul, I don't know if you've ever had a business or done anything for 15 years and then said, okay, you get to start all over again. It was actually more exciting and a lot easier the second time. I sort of liken it to being my career sort of, since I started with Block, has sort of been like I was on the first wagon train from Kansas City to California, and I was on the H&R Block wagon train, and I started in shoveling manure and ended up manager by the time we got to California, and then I got to do it all over again with Jackson Hewitt, and I started from scratch and raised a few dollars and lean and mean we made it to California again and sold the company, and then I got to do it a whole third time. It was so much easier because I had so much experience. I had done it twice before. I have over 40 people that work with me at Jackson Hewitt that have come over to Liberty. I'm more famous. I have a lot more money. It's so much quicker in the second time or this time to found this organization. In fact, we just had our 10th year anniversary. In our 10th year, we had 2,400 locations. When Block was in their 10th year, they only had 500 locations, and Jackson Hewitt only had 600 locations in their 10th year. So all that experience and all the quality people that have come over have made it so much easier to build Liberty Tax this time.
And probably funner too, John.
It is. It's fun. It's, you know, I'm a consummate competitor. It's the number one thing that drives me. And now I get to compete. The more people I get to compete with, the better. The more people I get to beat up on, the better.
That was going to be one of my questions, really, what motivates you? I mean, you've accomplished so much financially and in business.
Don, when I was a kid, when I was a little younger than Dan Castellini, I thought I'd make a few million dollars and just relax and retire. And in the journey, I found that you know what, there's nothing as much fun as I get to do. I'm a Life Master bridge player. I'm a tournament chess player, tournament tennis player. But I only do those things a few days a year. This is my passion. It's not a job for me. It's, you know, other people, it's like, thank God it's Friday. To me, it's thank God it's Monday. I'm 365 days thinking and building Liberty Tax. I involve my whole family. I mean, my parents are in their late 70s. They're big stockholders. My dad's been with me every step of the way.
Right.
My children, my brothers and sisters. It's a passion. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, and you said an interesting word, John. You said fun, you know, and I always recall the tagline when I was, you know, researching Liberty, is that you guys make taxes fun, you know, because you don't, when you hear the word taxes, you don't particularly think of the word fun, but you somehow, you know, give it that perception, you know. Even when Don and I saw your booth at the franchise show in Washington, you know, I mean, it was just a great atmosphere, you know. In fact, Don's kids got the, was it the statue, Don, the little, like, Statue of Liberty with the hat or something like that?
Yeah, I think they got
took
the
it back home.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes on.
Yeah,
you know,
Paul, our mission statement is set the standard, improve each day, and have some fun. And, you know, life is just so short and so fragile. I just feel bad for people that go to work every day and they hate it. And my philosophy is that if you're in your car and you're going to work and you're not looking forward to it, you're going to the wrong place. And we change people's lives. And you know, as I said, I brought in over 3,000 franchisees and hundreds of employees and stockholders. We've changed thousands of people's lives. And it's all about having fun. Life is, you're not put here to just enslave yourself.
Well, it's not all about yourself. It's good seeing other people having success from what you've built. Marty and I have gone over that with, you know, other franchise experts, franchisors we've had on the show, and everybody seems to really get an emotional high,
right,
John, from helping others as well.
Absolutely.
Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself. What was your background before joining Liberty Tax Service?
Well, I was involved in the corporate world as a regional director for the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company at the time, and,
yeah.
You know, was listening to, you know, the program a little earlier, too. And I was watching the industry, watching the corporate world change, pensions go away,
right,
things of that nature, and that's kind of what spurred me to look for something to sort of shore up my future.
Right, something, a little more control of your own destiny.
Absolutely.
Why did you choose Liberty Tax Service? What was it that impressed you about them?
Well,
besides John.
Yeah, well, definitely whenever you're looking at, you know, a franchise or something to get involved with, you certainly want to look at the leadership, but
right,
you guys talked a little bit about the culture. There was a lot of things that led me to Liberty when I went and started researching franchises. But, you know, the first thing was I wasn't really looking to get out of the corporate world just yet. I was just looking for some additional security, something to shore up the future to, you know, make sure I had something when retirement came around. And so I was really looking for something that I could parallel with my corporate career. And I really liked the Liberty model because, you know, with only 14 weeks a year, the tax season being so short, I felt that it would be easy to do the two of them together. And then, of course, you know, after looking into the company further and going and visiting with John and all the people back in Virginia Beach, I was extremely impressed with the culture of the company and, you know, just what John just talked about, you know, the way that they believe in the passions that they have and making life fun and really just changing people's lives. So, you know, it was really those two things that drove me to get involved with Liberty.
So our story that we talked about in our first segment, I guess you can kind of relate to that a little bit.
Right.
You know, being in the corporate world, and I guess you felt a little nervous about the future of that and just wanted something a little more, something that, like I said before, that you can control. And I guess just, you know, just the need of the service, I guess, you know, must have been a big, a big reason why you chose Liberty as well, just the potential of the industry.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, there's two things. I remember my family and I had just been relocated to Atlanta, and the company had acquired several smaller companies, and we were going through a major reorganization. And I vividly remember sitting at my desk in my office. I worked from home. And the day that the calls came down from the reorganization, and you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 75 people lost their jobs, and these were guys that you know had been with the company for years.
Right.
They built the company, and I just remember sitting there and telling my wife that I certainly don't want to put myself in the position to be that vulnerable when I'm at that stage of my career. And of course, you know, with Liberty, one of the things that's also attractive and part of the reasons that I feel so secure about the industry is simply the, you know, we've all heard the phrase death and taxes, and
right.
It just seemed like a very sure thing to me. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of my own philosophy. I've been self-employed since 27, had three companies, been in this business at least 10 years. And, yeah, I just, you know, even at that young age, just didn't want to be older and you know, in a situation where I put in a lot of years with a company and just like that, you know, you get laid off, want to control my own destiny. So, yeah, I mean, it's important. And, you know, we all have families and you just, you know, want to have that comfort level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You said something interesting, Dan, too. You mentioned, you know, the what attracted you as well was the seasonality, you know, of the business. And, you know, we had Mark Johnson, who was an area developer for Liberty Tax. I'm not sure if you know him, back in December of 2006. And he mentioned the advantages of owning a seasonal business. And, you know, and he said that franchisees can, you know, play golf, as you mentioned, spend time with your family or whatever it is that you love to do, you know, during the off season. Even from a financial aspect, you know, it's more attractive because your overhead is significantly lower. You know, you have lower payroll, no sick pay, holiday pay, and rent. And, you know, did you want to talk a little bit about that? It could be for John or Dan, actually.
Yeah, the quality of life is, you know, now that I've separated myself from the corporate world and I'm just focusing on growing the organization with Liberty, the quality of life is phenomenal. In fact, it's funny, I find myself waking up in the morning and going, what in the world am I going to do today? Which is a very odd thing, especially when
right.
You know, you're used to working every single day. So the seasonality is absolutely excellent. I mean, I love the time I get to spend with the family. I've got a new 16-month-old, and I get to see him a lot more than I get to see my first son, simply because I was gone all the time.
Wow.
But the financial rewards of it, for the investment, I certainly don't see the difference in working 12 months or 14 weeks. I think given the choice, anybody would choose the 14 weeks.
That's interesting. Right.
And, Dan, you're obviously talking about the off-season when you were talking about you wonder what you're going to do. During the tax season, that's not a question, is it?
That's correct.
That's true. That's something. John, how would you describe the Liberty Tax franchise system to someone?
You know, I would say that you know, there's 5,000 franchise systems out there, and so you have to, if you're going to look for a system of doing business, I think that's really the key that separates great companies from ordinary companies. Because, for example, everyone, or almost every adult could go and make a better quality hamburger than you get at McDonald's. However, no one in the history of hamburgers has ever made as much money from making McDonald's. And so I think that when you acquire or become a member of a great franchise system, there's a lot of elements to it. There's the brand, there's the advertising, there's the marketing, there's the way you handle customers when they come in the door, there's all of the operating procedures. But at the end of the day, all of that is embedded in one thing, and that's a system of doing business which provides a consistency. And so the key thing I think about McDonald's that separates from everyone else isn't the greatest hamburger in the world, isn't the greatest drinks in the world. It's the greatest system in the world that provides a consistency and an expectation and as a result separates itself from everyone else. And that's what happens with Liberty. We think as a franchisor, our responsibility is to provide a system of doing business that's equal or better than anyone's. And I think we've proven that. Not only are we the fastest growing, but last year we grew by more tax returns, raw number of tax returns. Liberty grew in our 2,000 U.S. locations. We grew by 173,000 tax returns. Block and Jackson Hewitt in their 19,000 locations grew by a combined 105,000 tax returns. So we're the fastest growing. We have the system of doing business. A franchisee, then, their requirement, the thing that we're looking for, and this is a strategic partnership when you join a franchise organization. The thing that we're looking for the franchisee is, can you follow a system and can you provide better customer service than
the company employees down the street, and the advantage you get in that we have, the strategic advantage, the number one thing that separates us, that makes us the fastest growth, is we have people like Dan Castellini who compete with company employees of the other companies. And the owner, franchisee mentality is always going to surpass, on average, the company mentality.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Also, the guerrilla marketing tactics are very, very creative, John, with Liberty Tax, you know, I mean, with the Statue of Liberties and just, you know, all that other stuff.
You know, Marty, last year we were featured during the tax season on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. We had a whole 1/6 of the front page, and it was so, I was so tickled because in my 38-year career, I've never seen the other companies, the other major companies be featured on the Wall Street Journal, but it was nothing about tax preparation. It was all about our guerrilla marketing, and in the article, or when during the interviews that led up to the article, the author asked me, he said, are there other companies that do this consistently? And I said, sure, think of Ronald McDonald and the Burger King and yeah. Disney and Chick-fil-A and even the pizza companies are starting to put some people up. He said, but no, is there someone that does it? Are there other companies that do it day after day, week after week, during an entire season, like from January to April? And I said, I thought about it. I said, no, there's really not. And when we have 3,000 or 4,000 Lady Liberties out on the street in January, February, March, and April, I mean, the whole country is beginning to get a presence of Liberty Tax, and it really sets us apart, not just in this industry, but in many, many industries.
I agree.
How right, big word of mouth is that's the spread
yeah,
word of mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
People saying, hey, do you see that person out on the street? And, the more, you know, the more marketing, the more advertising.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's amazing to see. We'll see a snippet in, 2 years ago, twice during the season, there was pictures of our Lady Liberties standing out there. And, you know, especially when it's snowing or something and there's big snowbanks or they see those Lady Liberties out there, they snap them and they send a picture in and we don't even know about it. And next thing we see our picture, a Lady Liberty featured in the USA Today or somewhere in the country where we didn't even do anything except do our jobs and put our Lady Liberties out.
That's great.
Now, the Lady Liberty, was that your idea, John, or was that yours, Dan?
Dan can't, you know, I asked Dan, and remember, I already said he's one of the best 10 or 20 ever in out of 3,000. So I built him up, and this is not a slam to Dan at all, but I often ask my top people just to make other people understand. They said, Dan, what did you create? What did you invent? When you've been here, four seasons. What did you do different? And he said, really, the top people say, you know what? I followed the plan, and I think Dan can confirm that. Is that accurate?
That's the best franchisee, John. That's what Marty and I speak about a lot. A lot of our experts we've had on, trying to recruit people don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the system and work hard and have that passion. In most franchise, you got to be people, you know, a people person, and you know, you're gonna be successful is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Dan's comment?
What's that?
How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that it went back when I was looking, you know, deciding if franchising was right for me. You know, that's the first thing I determined was, you know what, I don't want to invent anything. I'm not creative. Just give me a plan that I can execute. Of course, then you go in search of that plan, and that's exactly what Liberty has. And to succeed, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head. It's simply, you know, have that personal drive and then the ability to listen and execute the plan that you signed up to follow.
Right. You know, getting solid training, getting the ongoing support, all things that attracted you, I guess, as well, Dan.
Absolutely. Well, Liberty's got a great training program from the beginning. You know, I've never owned a business before, so, you know, it was all new to me. So from the beginning of everything, and is the simplest things of how to start a business, how to get a business license, et cetera, all the way on up to, you know, now in the multiple operation side of things, owning multiple offices, you know, how do you do that? How do you continue to grow, as well as training for your employees and managers and things of that nature? You know, I worked for two very large companies before Liberty, and I always tell people the training program here, I worked for Coca-Cola and the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, both very large companies, but the training that Liberty offers is unparalleled. I mean, it's and I think a lot of it is driven by the passion of the people that are inside the company and their ability to want to teach people and you know, get people to be better.
Right. Dan, another question for you. Just, you know, talk a little bit about a typical day at, you know, Liberty Tax Service. It might not be a typical day, and I know it's seasonal, but maybe tell us, you know, what you do on a daily basis.
Well, I guess for clarity, like John said, during the tax season, well, during the off season, we talked about that a little bit. There's a, it could be anything, but during the tax season, you know, one of the things that I really love about the model at Liberty from the beginning, they really stress and teach you to be the CEO of your business, not so much to buy a job, not so much to just, you know, own a business so that you can work in it, but really to understand from, you know, from the planning aspect all the way through, you know, the delegation and the monitoring of the results, you know, how to do that. So, you know, a typical day for me is basically set up like that. It's basically a lot of, in the beginning, pre-tax season, a fair amount of planning and, you know, strategic planning and things of that nature, budgeting and all that fun stuff. And then when the tax season comes, it's really a matter of delegating and then monitoring what's going on. And, you know, Liberty has a phenomenal plan that, you know, that sort of lays it out for you every day, you know, what you should be doing. And it really makes it easy and, you know, simple to follow and succeed. So,
I guess you get a lot of the same people coming back during tax season, your staff. I guess you have a, you know, solid staff.
Absolutely. You know, part of the, you know, one of the things about this business is the retention of employees, being that it's seasonal. And that's one of the keys to the success. And you know, obviously, with John being in the industry so long, he's very, very aware of all that stuff and teaches us, you know, how to make sure that happens. But certainly a big part of the business.
John Denner, are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
That'd be great.
That's fantastic. So what we'll do here is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchisor of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in six states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Good day, mate. Want to explore owning your own business? Yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept? You'll go positively ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has served 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. Now available as a franchise. Go to junglequest.net for more information. That's junglequest.net.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's guests are John Hewitt, who is the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and Dan Castellini, who is a franchisee to Liberty Tax Service. And Don, I think I'm up. I think I wanted to go back to John for a moment and talk a little bit about the industry, John, because I know there's some things going on in the tax industry. There's a lot of, like, consolidating. And maybe if you could talk a little bit about how big the industry is today in 2007.
You know, Marty, there's last year about 137 million people filed a tax return, and over 83 million people came into a brick-and-mortar and file a tax return, and both those numbers increase every year. The industry is, such a great industry for some of the reasons we've already talked about, the seasonality of it. The seasonality makes a higher quality of life. It actually makes us be able to make more money. It's hard to understand that it's actually better to have that office sitting there empty than to have a year-round business, but it's, you talked about some of the reasons that's true. But because it's death and taxes, it's recession-proof, and it's growing. It grows because more people file, about 1.5 million more people file a year, and more people pay a preparer. A record last year, a record 62% came in. But possibly the best part of this industry that I like is that there's really only two or three main players in the industry. And, we're after the bottom 80% of the population. We're not after people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're after, the typical American that makes under $80,000 or $90,000 a year, and the 80% of the population, the same person that goes into Walmart or McDonald's. And there aren't very many industries where the average person can't say two or three or four or five different organizations, whether you talk about hamburgers or pizza or chicken or hotels or rental cars. I mean, people know a lot of businesses, but in most of the country, the only name that people know is H&R Block, and yet H&R Block only has a 19% market share. Out of the people that pay preparer, H&R Block only does 19%, and most of this business is dominated by mom and pops and independents, and what's happening is beginning to happen around the country is a consolidation where
where Liberty and Jack's Newitt are beginning to get market share, we're not going to put Block out of business. There's only one company that could, and that's H&R Block. We are taking business from the 60% of the mom and pops have, and that consolidation has happened in industry after industry, whether it's hardware or department stores or grocery stores or pharmacy. America has been consolidating for the last 50 years, and it's just now really happening in a big way in the tax preparation industry.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, John, how, you know, so much room for growth because so many people do not use one of the, you know, the three big players. Just a lot more room to grow Liberty Tax Service.
Also, the law's changing every year, too, I imagine, John. I mean, again, you've been in the industry for 38 years. I imagine there's probably been changes to the tax laws every single year since you've been doing this. So I think that's probably another advantage to your industry.
Marty, you have it that it changes. You know, Benjamin Franklin said there's only two certainties in life, death and taxes. And a famous business author you may have read before, Dennis Waitley, he said, now there's one more certainty in life, and that there's going to be changes. And
right. And
you know what? That is a certainty, and we've seen massive changes in just this decade. But in this industry, you're right, Marty, every year changes, 38 years. In fact, there's one-third of the bills that go through Congress have some tax effect, some tax impact, some tax change. That's how often the lawmakers add something or change something in our tax system.
That's something.
John, what types of characteristics, I guess this can really be in general, to make a successful entrepreneur, but also as a successful Liberty Tax Service franchisee? I mean, what do you feel the strongest characteristics are? We've mentioned a couple before.
You know, I think it's a franchisee has a little bit different of a personality than an entrepreneur. I think someone invented a phrase that's not used too much anymore, but they say a great franchisee isn't a entrepreneur, it's an intrapreneur. It's being business for yourself, but not by yourself. The key component of being an excellent franchisee is the ability to adapt and follow a system. If everything we told you was just simple and it was easy and understandable and clear cut, then we wouldn't really have a system of doing business. A lot of people would be doing it. We have every piece of advice, every part of our system has one thing in common. It's tried and true. Great franchisors take the trial and error away from you. There's no trial and error in franchising. When you do trial and error, you're making a mistake. Having done this for 38 years, having 1,500 franchisees, I mean, if you come into our system and you think you're going to have an idea that's never been thought of, never tried, possible, yes, crazy, unlikely. I mean, it's very, very unlikely. We've seen just about everything. You don't need to be creative. You don't need to do research and development. What you do is need to adapt to a system. So if you're a franchisee versus an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur has to create a system. A franchisee has to adapt and just implement the system.
Right.
And that's important in the recruiting process, or somebody becoming a franchisee like Dan is trying to differentiate that type of person, making sure there's someone's going to want to follow the system.
It is, Marty, because every single person tells me I'm going to do. John, why would I be crazy not to listen to you? That's why we're paying your money to be part of the system. Is we want that system. But you know, in 38 years of bringing in over 3,000 franchisees, no one listens. And you know, the oldest story of people not listening is Adam and Eve. And God said to Adam, "Don't go over to that tree of knowledge of fruit and of good and evil." And he turned his back and they ate the fruit. People don't listen to God or their parents or their advisors or their doctors or dentists. People learn by trial and error, and you have to try to fight that human nature and try to do it the way that we prescribe.
That's great. John and Dan, we have about like 30 seconds. What's the best way, John, that someone can get more information on Liberty Tax?
I just go to libertytax.com.
Good enough. And I want to thank both of you guys for coming on the show today. It was an honor to speak to both of you, and we're going to have both of you back.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Thanks guys. Have a great day today.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, they're speaking to one of the legends, you know, one of the top franchisees, so that's fantastic. So
I got just my watch. I thought we had 5 more minutes. I'm all...
Sorry.
I'm all geared up here to ask more questions.
That's why I said we'll have to have them back. This is the fastest show of our lives, but...
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Ronnie Deutsch, the founder and president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center, and Matt Ritchie, executive vice president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. At Ronnie Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, is the nation's largest tax resolution law firm. They've been helping clients resolve their tax liabilities for over 20 years and have served saved their clients millions of dollars along the way. In 2009, Entrepreneur.com listed Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as one of the fastest growing franchise companies in the country. Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Matt. How are you doing today?
Hey, Don. Hey, Marty. Unfortunately, Ronnie is unavailable. She is out sick. I do apologize on her behalf.
Well, wish her well, and I hope she feels better, Matt.
So you guys are stuck with me.
That's okay. We're not stuck. We're still big fans, by the way. It's from the segment one. We were talking about what a nice guy you are. So it's great to have you on the show, Matt. And Matt, I think you know Don, don't you?
Yeah, actually, I met Don a couple years back at a convention. So Don's a great guy. I met his family, beautiful wife, and 2 beautiful children.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just end the show there.
End it on a high note. There you go.
Absolutely. Matt, I thought I could start asking you, what were you doing before joining Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center? I know you have an interesting background, and what drew you to the company as well?
Well, actually, I went to law school up in Sacramento, mm-hmm. California, and while I was in law school, I interviewed at a small firm at that time, which was a small firm, Ronnie Deutsch, law offices of Ronnie Deutsch, and I was just amazed by this woman and her passion and what she was doing for her clients. And I came on board with her firm and became an attorney, grew with Ronnie, went through the ranks, became the managing attorney at one point in time. And at that point in time, we had about 200 employees at the law firm. Well, at the same time, Ronnie started the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. And she saw, clients calling in needing assistance, and she saw that a lot of these individuals, probably should not have been in the position of owing the IRS if they would have gone to a more competent tax professional. And that's really what gave her the idea of starting her own tax preparation company, and she started the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. And once she's decided to go into franchising a couple years later, you know, the company started growing, and she said, Matt, you know, I would like you to take a leap of faith with me and leave the law firm and come join me here at Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center and help me grow that business like you helped me grow my law firm. And if you ever met Ronnie, you know that she has such great passion, and
yes,
she's going to follow through with what she says. And I said, you know, Ronnie, I absolutely want to join you on this road of growing this business. And like you just said, we were ranked the fourth fastest growing franchise by Franchise Times Fast 55 in 2010. And, you know, we're steadily growing each year. And, you know, that's really my background. I came through as a law, as an attorney with her.
It seemed, Matt,
fantastic.
Like a natural fit with, you know, Ronnie Deutsch's, you know, her popularity of her name and a successful firm to naturally go into the tax preparation business. But was there any hesitancy? There's just, you know, some big-name competitors in that business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the funny thing is, it's funny that you asked that, Don, because actually an attorney that we worked with probably about 3 years prior to Ronnie making that decision came during a meeting and said, Ronnie, why aren't we doing tax preparation? He said the exact same thing you did. You have the brand name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
It's synonymous with taxes. Why aren't we doing this? And she just kind of said, why would I want to? There's these bigger companies out there that they own the market. Well, that really stuck with her, resonated, and she kind of always went back to that. And she started doing her research. We all did. And we realized that the big three really own 25% of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So that left 75% of the market available. So we did our research. We did our secret shopping and, you know, did everything that we needed to do to make an informed business decision. And, you know, we realized, hey, there is room for another big company out there.
Oh, yeah,
talk
I agree,
about
Matt.
The business
model. That was a surprise the first time I heard that,
Yeah. I was just going to say, Marty, I just wanted to ask Matt that, you know, the franchise is unique. It's a little different. Like, maybe talk
mm-hmm.
about the business model with the different profit centers, Matt.
Sure. Our business model, unlike the, you know, the normal tax preparation companies that we all think of, you know, they pretty much open on January 1 and they close their doors on May 1st, and you don't see that business again until January 1 the following year. Our business model is different and unique because we don't think that our franchisees should just shut their doors down and pay a lease payment for 8 months out of the year while they're not generating income. So what we have is additional business services. And what I mean by that is we do more than just tax preparation. We want individuals in the community to realize that Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center is a financial hub. So we'll do your taxes, but we can do your payroll and bookkeeping if you're a professional business. But for individuals, we also debt resolution. We have discount health care. We have life insurance. We also have business entity formation and business compliance. Now, these are done through business partners that we have brought to the table. They're all nationally recognized companies, and we spend countless hours doing our due diligence, vetting these companies out, so we know they're top-notch. The most important thing for us is to make sure if we refer someone out to another company that our clients are going to get the same exact service that we would provide to them. Now, we also allow our franchisees to bring their own skill set in. So maybe someone sells life insurance. Maybe they're a real estate broker. Maybe they're into ticket sales. Or maybe they're a financial planner. We also allow them to do that business within the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as well. So, again, so they keep their doors open year-round, and they generate income year-round instead of just 4 months out of the year.
Smart.
I think that's a big selling point. Knowing that, I mean, I know this would make me nervous. Just you know, being seasonal, one
mm-hmm.
service, although it's a good service. I mean, everybody has to do their taxes. It's great, and there's a lot of room for growth, like you mentioned. The big three or four still have a small market share. But I know I've been a business owner 20 years. I've always liked having multiple services. So I bet you that's a nice selling point for your franchisees. And also that they can continue doing something maybe they were doing to continue to, you know, as long as it's sort of in line with a services type business. So, that's definitely a nice selling point, Matt.
Oh, absolutely. And think about it too, guys. You're cross marketing your clients. They come in to just get their tax preparation done, and they're sitting down, and these individuals look at tax preparers as trusted advisors. They're sharing their financial information with you, something, Don, you may not share with your own wife.
Right.
You're not probably sharing it with your mom and dad. You're not sharing it with your children. Sometimes people don't even share this information with loved ones, but they're opening everything up to you. So when they come to you and you say, hey, you know what, I see that you have a lot of credit card debt, and I see that you're only making $35,000 a year. Are you having trouble making those payments? Well, yes, I am. Well, let me refer you to one of our business partners who maybe will be able to help reduce your credit card debt payments by almost 50%. See, as a trusted advisor, they're going to listen to you. And so you're cross-marketing that client. For one, they come in for tax preparation, but they may end up needing you for two or three other services. And really that's why we want to be that one-stop shop within our clientele's community.
Excellent. I know you've done good jobs forming other partnerships with sport teams. I know Ronnie background, and I think you might have told me, she was an Olympian softball player, right?
She actually was at Cal Berkeley. She was an All-American, not Olympian, but All-American softball player at Cal Berkeley.
I was going to bust on her a little bit because I was a shortstop on my high school team. I was going to challenge her in the future to some ground balls. But anyway,
I think she would eat you alive.
Yeah, let's scratch that challenge.
Yeah.
So tell us about your sports partnerships.
So our sports partnerships, something we started last year. We realized, how we can benefit from partnering up with major national sports teams. It's all about building the brand recognition. And what we do with them is very unique and different from what our competitors are doing. Not only do we get, television and radio commercials through these partnerships, but also they allow us to come and do a tax night. For example, a couple weeks ago in January on the 21st and 22nd and 23rd, we were out at the New Jersey Nets and the New York Islanders, where our local franchisees went out there. They had a booth. It was known as tax night. And every individual 18 years and older who walked through the door received a free state tax return. And we also gave away free federal tax return coupons as well. And, yes, it's all about driving business to our local franchisees, but it's also building that brand within your community, but also on a national level, because when someone in New Jersey or someone in Dallas, say the Dallas Mavericks are playing the New Jersey Nets, and they're watching the game on TV, well, in the center-hung ring, we have our Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center sign up. Well, that person may actually get a chance to see that sitting in their home in Dallas. So it's about building the brand as well.
Yeah,
that's something. What about technology, Matt? How has technology played a role in your business today?
Well, technology for us is huge. And we, we like to tout that we have some of the best IT guys in the world. But really, it comes down to making it easy for our franchisees. One of the things that differentiates us from our competitors is we're web-based, and we work on a terminal platform. So you can prepare a tax return anywhere in the world as long as you can get connection to the Internet and you bring a printer with you. So what that means is, and we did this back in the day when we had our tax center before we were franchising, we actually went out to the Las Vegas Hilton. We met with our HR, and we said, we want to do tax returns for your employees, and we want to do the tax returns from the convenience of your lunchroom.
Right.
So that way, your employees don't have to go do it late at night after work or on a Saturday or Sunday when they want to spend time with their family or they just want to relax. So we sent four tax preparers from Sacramento, armed with their laptops and little portable printers, and they sat down in the break room, and they prepared over 100 returns over the course of a few days. And it's because
you
don't
eat lunch at the same time. Yeah.
Exactly. So it was really convenient. The person would come in, drop their stuff off in the morning, And by the time they left, they were handed their tax return and everything. So they didn't even have to go anywhere. They didn't have to do anything. But because we're web-based, our tax preparers can go on-site to businesses and prepare tax returns. So that's very unique. We have individuals who establish relationships with churches, individuals who establish relationships with casinos like the Hilton in Vegas, but they're local casinos, like those Indian casinos, or even, some hospitals. People, they're really busy, and they want that convenience. We also, what we do differently, too, is, we protect all the information. Everything is backed by our computers, our servers out here in Sacramento, California. So say our franchisee in New York, if their system goes down, it crashes, they don't have to call, a geek squad, which can cost up to $1,000 and maybe take a day or two. We back everything up, so we'll get you back up and running in no time. So you lose no information. It's all protected.
That's fantastic.
We also, throughout the entire year, not just during tax season, we also have support team where our franchisees can call in, and not only will they get technical support. So it's a funny story. It's true, and I like to tell it because it just shows us as humans, how simple something is, but yet how we lose our minds as a new business owner. We had a franchisee call in one time, and they couldn't get their computer working. And our tech support, they called the tech support, and they're like, okay, so tell me what's going on with the computer. What happened? Well, it just never worked. Well, what do you mean it never worked? Well, I tried turning it on. Well, did you plug it in? Person looks down on the ground and says, you know what? I'm so sorry. I just wasted your 5 minutes. I never plugged it in. So it's as simple as that.
Oh, God. Well, they're probably so flustered it wasn't working.
Yeah, as a new franchisee, you're going to be a little flustered at times, and we understand that.
It's fantastic. It is a great story. It's the industry. I was surprised too, Matt, when I researched your industry to find out that the they call the big three. It was only like 25%. And that the majority was like, I guess you could say, like the mom and pops. What is the industry up to? I mean, again, they had the great quote. One thing is certain: death and taxes. So this industry is going to be here forever. Are there any numbers as far as what the industry is up to at this point?
Sure. I'm going to do a little plug here on Ronnie's behalf. Ronnie actually is the executive producer of a movie called Death or Taxes. It's actually out in some movies festivals. So if you have a chance, log on to deathortaxes.com. You can see the trailer.
Okay.
It's a fascinating movie. I've seen it. It was really great. But it tells the story of individuals like you and I who have had horrific instances with the IRS. But to answer your question, what is going on in the industry? The industry is at this point in time is like the wild, wild west. It is pretty crazy right now. What I mean by that is the IRS is not a big fan of the refund anticipation loans. And they are trying to, in our opinion, kill those. And there's a lot of banks that used to fund the refund anticipation loans, but they are dwindling down. We're down to like three banks that are actually doing it. And the big news, of course, was that H&R Block's bank was told by the banking regulators that they were not allowed to fund H&R Block's refund anticipation loans this year. So they don't have them. Unfortunately, we do not have them either. And a lot of companies out there don't have them. So that's a big change we're seeing in the industry is these refund anticipation loans are going by the wayside and most likely won't be around in the next year or two.
That's something. I heard something about the 1099s, too, with the $600 rule or something? I didn't quite understand it, but I guess a business, they had to pay or send out a 1099 if they spent over $600 with the business. It was like leaving a paper trail or something like that.
Yeah, so if you spend a certain amount of money, people in this economy don't want to pay taxes.
Right.
They want to keep as much as they can. So, a lot of deals are being done under the table, but the IRS is saying, no, if you make a certain amount of money or if you pay out someone a certain amount of money, you need a 1099 that individual. You know, I've spoken with revenue officers, and you know, they've told me before that, well, if you pay someone to mow your lawn, you know, a 12-year-old neighbor, you need a 1099 that child. And
that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said to him. I said, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But and also to answer the question about the industry, how is it changing? The IRS is now cracking down and really coming down and regulating tax preparers. Right now, California and Oregon are really the only two states that require a taxpayer to register with the Internal Revenue Service. They're required to take classes. They have to meet certain number of hours, and they have to take a test and pass it. And then each year they have to renew their license, so to speak. It's not really a license, but they have to renew it. The IRS says every person in the United States is now going to have to start following those same guidelines. And the reason why is there's a huge tax gap, and the IRS is saying, hey, a lot of these, you know, I don't want to say it, just blame it on the mom-and-pop type individuals right out there, but a lot of those individuals are not up to date in the tax laws. They're filing tax returns incorrectly, which right is to the benefit of the taxpayer receiving a larger refund, not the government receiving more money. So they're really cracking down, and we see that as a good thing. From Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center's point of view, we see that as a good thing. You know, we want everybody to get the best tax return done and a proper tax return done, because it's only going to cause you, when the IRS comes and audits you, a big headache in the end. We see it from the law firm, and really that's what our model is, you know, giving our clients a superior tax return, tax service. When you go in there, you know you're getting someone who's experienced, someone who knows the rules and regulations, and is going to file a tax return that's appropriate and according to the rules. That's a big change right now out there with these mom-and-pop tax preparers, which can lead to growth for us. We love, you know, individual taxpayers to come out and join the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center family. We've had great success with that.
Matt, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. We're asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever think of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Matt Ritchie, Executive Vice President of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. Ronnie Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, is the nation's largest tax resolution law firm. They've been helping clients resolve their tax liabilities for over 20 years. In 2009, Entrepreneur.com listed Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as one of the fastest-growing franchise companies in the country. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Matt, you have quite a few franchisees in the system now. Are there certain characteristics you see in some of the more successful ones? And as you're recruiting and signing up new franchisees, are there certain characteristics you key in on that are important?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're speaking with individuals and you're interviewing them, obviously, if you're a franchisor or you're in the franchise business, you understand that everybody who comes through your pipeline, you're not just accepting them because they have money. They're going to fail, and that's bad for your brand. So when we're doing our interview process and we're going through the discovery with them, one of the things we look at is really with our business model being open year-round and being so involved with the additional business services, we need individuals who are outgoing, are somewhat have a sales background, they know how to market, they know how to talk to individuals or cross-market. People who are go-getters. We're looking for those entrepreneurs who really want to dig down and are willing to work hard, get out of their comfort zone, so to speak, and be able to do the business to business. Walk to your neighbor's doors, introduce yourself, find out what type of business needs that they require, and make sure that if they require something that you do, that you're getting them into your business portfolio. So those are the type of individuals we look for. Now, obviously, you can be an individual who is going to be an absentee owner, so to speak. But if that's the case, then you're going to need to understand that you're going to have to hire a manager with those same similar qualities that I just spoke about. But when that happens, you're also increasing your payroll, which increases, or decreases the amount of money that you can possibly make over the years. So that's one of the things that we're looking for in individuals.
Hmm. What about their backgrounds in the past, Matt? Like, what were they doing in their past lives before becoming franchisees? Any examples? Or
well, we're kind of mixed. I would say about 30% of our franchisees have a tax preparation background. Some of them are CPAs, some of them are enrolled agents, or some of them were just individuals who had been tax preparers for numerous years and decided they wanted to stop working for someone else. They wanted to take control of their life and be their own boss, so they became a franchisee. Other individuals, were just looking to start a business, and they really liked our business model. They didn't really know exactly what type of business they wanted to get into until they actually started doing the research. And then you have individuals who got let go during the recession from their job, and they were, didn't want to get back into the workforce, didn't want to take that risk of getting laid off again because the economy was not coming out of the slump. So they wanted to take ownership of their life and say, you know what, I'm at a certain age of my life now where I'm kind of done with corporate America. And so they, you know, thought about coming in and owning their own business. And a lot of those individuals have more of the business background where they understand numbers and they know how to run a company. So they really liked our business model with the additional business services and being open year-round compared to some of our competitors.
That was interesting. In our chat room, we just got a question about training. What's training like, Matt? Like, how does that work?
Okay. Well, you know, the initial training is 1 week. It is held here at our corporate office in Sacramento, California. And it really goes through, you know, you can't learn everything in a week, but it really goes through, you know, what your day is going to be like as a franchisee. We have proprietary software, so we teach you how to navigate through that. We teach you marketing and, you know, what you need to do as a franchisee to market your location. You're taught, you know, a little bit about tax return preparation. We don't actually teach you a class during that week, but we give you, you know, some of the background and how to navigate through our software. You're taught about the additional business services, or who they are, how they work for you. But the training doesn't stop there. Training is continuous and ongoing. I mean, we have franchisees. You know, we're a relatively young company still. This is our fourth tax season, and we had 15 founding members. And they still get trained on a monthly basis. And we train all our franchisees via webinars or conference calls on a monthly basis where, you know, things are constantly being updated by the IRS. Well, then we here at corporate office have to, you know, tweak our system a little bit and figure out what we need to do on our end to make our franchisees' life easier because of those changes, and then we have to train and educate our franchisees on that. So it's a constant training each month. We're on the phone or doing a webinar showing our franchisees something and educating them.
Matt, we got about 30 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any phone numbers they can call?
Absolutely. You can go to rdtcfranchise.com. Again, that's rdtcfranchise.com. Or you can call 866-738-2289. Again, that's 866-738-2289. You can ask for myself or our Vice President, Russell Deutsch, and we'll be more than happy to discuss our concept with you.
The time went quick, Matt, didn't it?
Yeah,
sure
it did.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
No problem. Hope Ronnie feels better,
we'll
and
have
we'll
back.
Be talking to you soon. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you guys are at the IFA convention, love to see you guys.
Excellent.
You got it. We'll be there.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah. Nice. Matt's a good guy. Knows what he's talking about, of course. Nice, fast-growing franchise. Good show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a great show, you know, and I like how they're open all year round. You know, there's definitely a lot of things different about Monty Deutsch Tax Center compared to, you know, some of the other ones out
right
there, you know. So, yeah, it was a great show. It did go by fast.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Fez Agbazian of Instant Tax Service. And it was something I didn't mention earlier, Don. Instant Tax Service has over 1,200 locations, and Entrepreneur actually ranked them the number one new franchise in the country for the second year in a row. So that's fantastic.
I saw that. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Hey, Fez, how you doing today?
Good. Is this Don? How are you guys doing?
Good, Fez. It's Marty and Don. Fez, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And
fantastic.
The last segment, it was really insightful.
Oh, good. Thanks, Fez. Fez, we always like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning so we can get an idea of what the weather's like over there.
I am at the home office in Dayton, Ohio today.
And, oh, great.
It's beautiful up here. It's about 75 degrees and another great morning.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah, you have an interesting background, Fez. I was reading about you. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you were doing before starting Instant Tax Service?
Yeah. Yeah, I got into the tax business pretty early. I was started my sophomore year at the University of Cincinnati, and a friend of mine needed to borrow some money, and I said, I'll lend it to you. When are you going to pay me back? He said, I went to H&R Block and got a refund, and I'll get it back to you in a couple of days. So I was looking for a business opportunity. We were going through a recession right around 1992, 1993, and I was a business major, and I was working at Procter & Gamble, lower level job, but I kind of saw people getting laid off, and it kind of just put in my head that I had to start my own business to control my destiny. So I got lucky and opened my first office, and I was in Cincinnati for 6 years. Over 6 years, we got it to 26 locations, and I sold it to a Fortune 500 company. And then I used the proceeds of that sale to start the current company, Instant Tax Service.
That's fantastic. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Good. And I guess part of trying to control your own destiny, Fez, is also trying to make millionaires of other people, help other people as well, which is always nice about, you know, starting up a business, especially a franchise system. Tell us a little bit about Instant Tax Service, more of the history. So you sold that other business, and then how did you go about starting up Instant Tax?
I sold the other business, and I had a group of about 10 friends who said, hey, that was pretty cool. Can you show us how to do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking to go into another business, maybe go to graduate school, and I just couldn't resist the urge of getting back into the same business, knowing everything that I knew in growing the first business for the first 6-7 years. So I had a friend in Chicago, had a friend in Indianapolis, and one in Washington, D.C., and a couple in Atlanta, and one in Orlando. And we started out by doing licenses. So I issued licenses. I didn't know that much about franchising at the time. Mm-hmm. And I loaned those guys the money to get started. And we did that for 3-4 years, and that was working out pretty well, and that's when we decided, you know what, franchising is the way we need to go. That's essentially what we have here. So in 2004, we became an official franchise company, and since then, we've added about 300 new franchisees in the 1,200 locations that you talked about. So initially, it started out with friends and family who knew my story and wanted to get into the business.
That's great. When you sold your first business, Fez, did they make you sign any type of non-compete? Because it seems like you got right back into the tax business soon after you sold.
Whenever I tell the story, guys, they always tell me, I want to hire your lawyers. What kind of
yeah,
can I get you?
Gotcha.
But I only had a 5-year, 10-mile non-compete.
Wow.
So I did this in Cincinnati, and so I still have family. My mother and father are still in Cincinnati, and I want to stay close to them. So I moved up 30 miles up the street to Dayton, Ohio, and
that's
started
amazing.
All back up again. So I couldn't open any stores in Cincinnati for five
right.
years. But I could do it anywhere else in America.
That's a great story.
So since then, I've talked to the people who bought the company, and they said, "Hey, if we ever decide to do that again, we're gonna the non-compete is gonna
right.
be you know, it's gonna consist of the entire Earth. So you'll have to start tax offices in another planet somewhere."
You know? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how do you describe the instant tax service franchise system? Say to a new prospect or franchisee, Fez.
Yeah, first, what was important to me was, you know, when I first started my first office, I had about $15,000, and that included, you know, credit cards available on credit cards. And so what's been important to me since day one is allowing franchisees to get into the system for as little money as possible. So, you know, we have people that have gotten to our business for $5,000-$10,000. We have a kiosk model that that doesn't require you to open a storefront. You can be a co-tenant in an insurance office, a car lot. We don't care. It's sort of a like kind business. So we have a lot in check cashing locations. So somebody comes to us for $5,000, for $10,000, we'll help them get into business. And what will happen is they'll build up their clientele, they'll build up their cash reserves, and then able to graduate into an actual storefront. So, you know, we can get franchises for low cost, and that's sort of been what our strategic position is. In fact, our strategic position is open doors, remove barriers, and reveal opportunities.
Great.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Is any other tax franchise or company doing that as far as kiosk or, say, renting space in a small business office?
No, as you guys know, we have we are Entrepreneur Magazine's lowest cost franchise.
Yeah, that's
and
fantastic.
There's a reason that we've been able to do that. So I'm not sure what the other systems do. I believe they require you to open a storefront, where we're sort of smaller, more touchy feely, and so we'll look at the person's financial resources and kind of direct them in the route that they should go. So, you know, we're if somebody doesn't have the finances to be able to open a storefront, it's not like a slam door, hey, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's, hey, you know what, we can work with that.
Right.
Why don't you try this and you know, build your clientele up, and then you can grow into this. And so that's what we try to do, but I don't think other franchises do that.
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting. And it's such a big market, too, Fez. You know, I mean, it's that great, I can't remember who said the quote, as one thing certain, death and taxes, you know. So,
that's
I mean,
right.
You talk about, I mean, the market being huge. there you go, you know. And, you know, there's something else I forgot to mention, too, in your introduction, Fez. You guys weren't you ranked, I guess, the National Minority Franchising Initiative? Was it top franchises for minorities, you know, which
yeah,
is another
that,
great accolade.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And there really isn't that many franchises where not only is the owner, founder a minority, but I believe right now about 40% of our franchisees are minorities as well. And that sort of just goes and speaks a little bit more about, that opening doors, revealing barriers
right.
and opportunities in that. You don't get if we see somebody who's got the hunger and the drive,
mm-hmm.
We don't turn them away. We can work with what
we work with them.
What they have. Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Well, I think you're positioned pretty nicely because during this rough recession, I don't know what the exact statistic is, but you know, many franchises that are getting sold are under 100,000.
Yeah.
That puts your franchise at something that people will look at, and like what Marty said, hey, this is a service that's always needed.
Right.
You know what? We've had a record sales year. We will sell more franchises this year than we've had before. And I'll be quite honest with you. We were initially worried about it when we had our area developer conference earlier this year. I warned all our area developers, I think it's going to be the hardest year selling for you guys just because of the economy. I think people are scared. Cash is king, and they're not going to be willing to part with that. And that hasn't been the case at all. It's because of massive layoffs, because insurance agencies are getting hurt because of the Geicos and the Progressives of the world, because real estate agencies are getting hurt, because mortgage brokers are getting hurt. You got all these guys looking for other opportunities. So it's been a really, really great year in terms of sales. So if you're the low-cost franchise person, there's still incredible opportunities out there.
Yeah, you can see a lot of people that have been, you know, burned, I guess you could say, by corporate America. You know, Don and I were talking about the stories in segment one, even over the last month, and it's just, it's really sad, you know, when you hear some of these stories, you know, and I don't think people want to go back to that, you know what I mean? It's just, there's not much security there.
Yeah, it's really
dead. Now, you mentioned, Fez, some of these industries, and, you know, everybody seems to get hurt during a, you know, rough economy. Do you see certain types of businesses that are adding on instant tax as an add-on business and revenue stream for their office, like an insurance agent, or some of that stuff going on too?
That's a great question, and that's sort of where a lot of our sales are coming from. We just signed up a 30-store operation in New York of insurance agents where, hey, Fez, we've seen a 50% hit on our business because, you know, when somebody is sort of stretched pretty thin, insurance is the last thing that they want to pay.
Right.
So our revenues have gone down. So we had a couple guys last year add taxes to their services, and that worked out so well that a lot of their friends joined. So we just sold a 30-store chain in New York to go ahead and add taxes to their business. So that we're seeing a lot of that, yes.
Wow. That's a great story.
Particularly with insurance agents.
That makes a lot of
sense. Wow, interesting.
Yeah, no, it is very interesting. How has technology played a role in your business, Fez?
Well, the thing that is sort of the driver in our business is, again, doing a tough economy, is speed of the refund.
Right.
You know, it's what we do essentially is somebody comes into our office, we prepare the tax return, we transmit that tax return, the IRS gets it, we get that acknowledgement back, then we send it to a bank, and then the bank looks at it, and they approve or deny the loan, and the person walks out of our office with a check. Everything I just mentioned happens in about 10 minutes. Technology is huge for us, and you know, when you make your money in 15 weeks and you have the other 9 months to think about what you did wrong, if you did something wrong, or what didn't go right, it's sort of a really, really tough time. So speed of refund, communicating during that short period of time, making sure the advertising's working, and we know where what station's working, what station's not working. So we're sort of the average age of our leadership team is 34 years old. So we utilize technology a lot to grow our business, and that's one of the things that I'm really proud of in what's helped us grow the last few years.
It's an interesting business too, Fez. I mean, because I guess it is kind of like, I guess you could say, like a seasonal type of business where, I guess, you know, during the first part of the year, I guess your franchisees are very, very, very busy. And, you know, the other part, I guess they can kind of gives them a lifestyle, right, where there's more time for family, or, I mean, what do they do during the off season?
You know what? That's a great question, because last year we had one of our franchisees who whose wife had a baby. I believe they had to deliver after 6 months.
Right.
And so he was in the prenatal care for the entire month of May, June, July, August, and September. And the nurses wanted to know, hey, well, we don't see you going to work. Where do you work? I mean, you've been here the entire 5 months. And so that is the fantastic thing about this business.
Oh, yeah.
It allows you time to – there's a downtime. So we sort of have two groups of franchisees. The franchisees who've been doing this for some time, I would say 3 years plus, really do nothing for the rest of the year.
That's amazing.
It's raise family, trips, you know, whatever that person wants to do. We have a couple of franchisees that own a couple other franchises, But then there's sort of the new crop of franchisees who know they have to go get another job until the following tax season.
Mm-hmm. Just own another franchise, or in the case of maybe some of those, bookkeepers or insurance
right.
people who are going to be operating year-round, and this can be the time of year that they can really bring in the revenue.
And that's exactly right. We actually looked at developing our own second and third brand that our franchisees could run from their stores, and we just found it a lot easier to get in somebody else's storefront that was already offering insurance, that was already offering real estate services and that sort of thing, and kind of, you know, co-tenant with them was sort of easier for us than having them build two or three businesses at the same time. But that's exactly right. It makes it easier for those guys who are already used to working year-round.
Mm. Is there any numbers on the industry, Fez? I mean, as far as like how big
yeah.
this industry is, I mean, I know it's pretty big.
Yeah, well, as you said, everybody has to file a tax
right.
return. Last year, 61% of Americans who got taxes filed went to a professional to get their taxes prepared. So that represents about 80 million tax returns. What's sort of unique in our industry is when you look at the top four or five largest tax preparation people, H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, Liberty, and us, combined, we do about 22, 23 million of the 80 million tax returns that are available. The other 60 million plus go to accountants, mom and pop shops, and that sort
right.
of thing. So it's a highly fragmented industry where there's a lot of opportunities for somebody to come in and take market share away from the large guys or from independents.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't realize. There's so much, still a lot of room for growth to be a franchise owner. They're thinking the H&R Blocks and Liberty Tax Service have the bulk of the business. It's just the opposite.
Right. That's exactly right. This is sort of one of the few industries where when you look at burgers and McDonald's or when you look at rental car with Hertz, the top guys end up having 45, 50, 60% of the overall business. Our business is sort of unique where the largest guy only has 16, 17% of the overall pay tax preparation industry. There is sort of a misconception out there in that with the dot-coms, with the TurboTax and those other brands, that more people are filing online. And that's the case, but it's the people that have been preparing it themselves that are moving to online. It's not the
right.
people who've been going to a tax preparer that are moving online. So our industry continues to grow.
It makes sense. I mean, and the one thing, too, Fez, is, you know, and I know you know this, too, Don, is, I mean, the tax laws seem to change every year, too, you know? I mean, new laws coming into play, and it's just hard for, I think, the average person to really stay on top of all that. You know, everyone's lives are just so busy that, you know, you don't want to miss something, you know? And I think that's,
right.
you know, another great part of your business is you guys are the experts, you know.
Yeah, that's sort of what surprises a lot of people with software, with our industry. The software is different every year.
Right.
It's not like buying Microsoft Excel and I can
exactly.
use it for the next 4 or 5 years before the next version comes out. No, we have to update the software based on new laws and
mm-hmm.
new increases in the standard deduction or the itemized deduction.
Right.
And so every year the software is brand new because there's different laws. So, yes, that's sort of unique in our industry.
I think people are paranoid. They don't want to cheat themselves out.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking. You know, it's makes
yeah,
a lot
and,
of sense.
We have quite a bit of people who do it themselves and kind of bring it in. And sure enough, we'll find a mistake here and there and show them that that it's better to go to professional. But most people realize that, like I said, 61% of Americans go to a preparer to get their taxes done.
Something. Guys, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the CEO of Instant Tax Service, Fez Agbazian. And Instant Tax Service has over 1,200 locations in 34 states. And Don, I think you're up.
Yes, Fez, talk to us a little bit about what you feel, what types of characteristics you look for. And a franchisee.
You know, it's one thing that's sort of been really helpful in the growth of our franchise and me as a franchise executive is going to the IFA every year and just learning from other franchisors. The fact that you can just walk up to Fred DeLuca and ask him questions is just a great testament to the IFA.
Right, yeah, it's a great show.
And so, I don't feel ashamed to say that that was sort of like every franchisor when we first started. If you could write us a check, we let you into the system.
Yeah.
I've heard that from everybody down there.
Right.
Once we grew up, we actually have a discovery day where we kind of tell the people about the system. Then we give them a DISC assessment that lets them know what kind of personality, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses mm-hmm. are, and we let them know if this franchise is the right business for them or not. What's traditionally worked, what I like is the person that has the hunger and the willingness to work hard and has shown examples of that in other business life or at their job, and they're just hungry and motivated and they want to work hard. So we have a test and. Like I said, we put them through this test, and we've got some great IT folks here that have sort of built a traffic light for us where it's a red, a yellow, or green in terms of approving that franchisee. We kind of spread across wide spectrum. We've got CPAs who've joined us, and we've got a 22-year-old who was able to get $20,000 from his parents have joined our franchise system, and they both do well. That's sort of it really isn't one kind of right person. It's a person who's willing to work hard.
Excellent. Talk about training a little bit. I'm sure you have a nice program.
Yeah, we do. We have a one-week training here at our corporate headquarters, and we show them everything, site selection, site design. We actually have a full day of where we actually prepare taxes, and we show them the software. What the thing that I love to do, guys, is starting in March, I go out there and start visiting franchisees. The unique thing about our business is I can't travel year-round in June, July, and August and go to a franchisee's business because they're closed.
Right.
I got to do it during that tax season. So one of the things I learned this year was, hey, Fez, you know, training was great, but it didn't really prepare us for what that first day is like. And you know, there are franchisors out there who require you to work in one of their stores before you own your own. And in our business, that's not possible because, again, you know, if somebody buys in July, they have to go through that first year before they open their own business, so it's not realistic. So what we added to training this year is we're going to have a day here in Dayton where we invite 50 to 100 of our customers and give them money to come and show up and be a client in August and September and October during our training so that we can sort of show them what tax season is like in, you know, doing training.
Mm.
So, you know, because a lot of our franchisees, just that first day is just really, really tough. So that's something that we're adding to our franchising, to our training this year.
Make for a smoother transition. It's a good idea.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be a lot easier.
One of the questions we like to ask someone like yourself is what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? The majority of our listeners are aspiring franchisees. What would you say to them?
You know, I think whenever I've seen a franchisee disappointed, and guys, one thing we haven't talked about is we're one of the few franchisors that has a buyback policy where if they're not happy after their first year, we'll actually give them their franchise fee back and they can leave the system. I created that the first year that we got into business. It wasn't something that was written. It was something that I did for a couple of franchisees because they said, it's not what I thought it was, or it's really hard, or it's not really the business is not really catered to what I'm good at. So it's something that we've made available. But, you have to – it's a business where – you have to work hard for the first few years to build up your business. And I think there are some people who have unrealistic expectations and come in and they think they'll be millionaires overnight. So, there's some issues there. But other than that, you know, everything else has worked pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's important. It's fantastic. And I think, Don, we haven't heard too much of anything like that before. You know, I mean,
we've read some articles in the past, certain franchisors giving some guarantees, but that's very rare in the industry. But that's something great that you have to give that franchisee the confidence that if these guys have this type of policy, they must be pretty confident at their program.
And
so
that's exactly what we wanted to convey. And you know, we tell our area developers, hey, listen. You're on the hook for that store, for that territory. So whatever store it is that you help the franchisee find, make sure it's a location that if the franchisee wants to get out, you know another franchisee in that area will want that store.
Right.
So it's really been great for us in that you can have a franchisee walk away that doesn't want to be in the business and allows us to also let somebody out who doesn't want to be in the system. So it's worked out really well for us so far.
What's the best way our listeners could get more information on becoming an Instant Tax franchisee, Fez? Is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, just InstantTaxService.com call franchising and we'll tell you everything and shoot us an email to our franchise division, whatever area developers, we'll call you back.
Okay, perfect. And we'll put that up on our website as well so our listeners can actually just link right to your website as well.
Great, thank you, gentlemen.
And I want to thank you again, Fez. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd love to have you back in the near future.
Thank you, Fez. Great job.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah, interesting story with his background.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he made some money early on, started up soon afterwards in the same industry, and built it up. I can't believe how many units they have.
It's inspirational, isn't it? You know, when you hear stories like that, you know, there's a lot of things I like about this particular franchise. So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch them and keep our eye on them, you know, and again, like I said, we'll have them back next year as they continue to grow, you know. So
gave some great answers to all of our questions.
He sure did, you know. So good job today, Don.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com.
where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. As we were saying earlier, Don, we've got a great show today because we're meeting with John Rolls, president of Fiesta Auto Insurance. And Fiesta Auto Insurance is the nation's only franchise system to combine insurance and tax preparation under one roof, providing a one-stop shop for the budget-minded consumer. And I think we lost John during the break, Don, so I'm hoping that he's going to call in the next couple of minutes. So
yeah, no problem. I get back to this article about this building a better franchise. Remember, we were speaking about this franchisee up in Vermont, and she's kind of giving some tips on how her experience has gone. She next talked about pick the right partners. When you're getting a franchise off the ground, it's important to have a loyal team. She says, who runs her store with her sister and mother. For her, family is the best option. Each family member has a different responsibility in the business. We trust each other, and we all have a vested interest. And that's really another argument, you know, whether to go in business with family. But I guess if they all have some ownership interest and they're a close family, and like maybe they've done business before this particular franchise, then that could be a good thing, you know. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about, I mean, there's trust and loyalty and people not stealing from you and so forth. So, you know, that's a pretty tough decision, taking on a partner or going into business with family, something you just have to be careful about. There's definitely some pros and cons to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, good news, John. I think it looks like John has called in. Hey, John, how are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, John. Well, it looks like we lost you on the break, but I'm glad we got you back. So, John, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and Don is the president of Diamond Financial Services. And I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to John.
Yeah, John, appreciate you coming on the show. We're interested in hearing all about Fiesta and how that business model came about and how things are going so far. I know it's a young franchise, so looking forward to having you on and hearing about it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate this.
Good.
John, we always like asking our guests where you're calling from today, so this way we can get an idea of what the weather is there.
Well, this morning we're talking, for, or calling in from Huntington Beach, California. We've got a beautiful sunny day out here. It's probably going to be in the 70s.
Wow, that's fantastic. Doug, can you describe the history of Fiesta Auto Insurance?
Well, Fiesta Auto Insurance has been a franchise concept now that's been around for the last 4 years. Originally, the first 2 years, it was just here in California. And then 2 years ago, this coming January, we opened it up to be around the rest of the U.S. We'll probably have about 120 locations open by the beginning of January, and locations will probably be in somewhere in around 16, 17 different states. So we've been able to grow quite well, especially considering, you know, the economic times that we've all been dealing with for the last 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
So why is the franchise growing? I mean, what's the business model? What are the services, John?
Well, our business model is basically taking a full-service insurance agency and combining that also with the retail tax preparation side of the business.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a model where we're open year-round. We are servicing more towards the Hispanic and that blue-collar part of the population. We're not dealing with the preferred or the affluent community. So we're going after a community that still prefers to come in and deal with people on a daily basis or on a face-to-face basis. They're walking into our retail stores. They're taking care of insurance transactions. And then on top of that, we'll take care of the tax preparation during the tax season, which really gives us an advantage over the other tax-only models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those individual models, they're stuck seeing their customer one time a year and then doing their best to have the kind of service that will allow that customer to come back 12 months later. We have an opportunity to be able to be in front of our customer on a monthly basis and really bring in two very solid revenue streams. So it's a great setup.
Yeah,
really, I like how you do that.
You know,
yeah,
it makes sense, Don. You know, because you were saying, John, you only in taxes you only get to see that customer really once per year. So it's pretty difficult, I think, to have a relationship, you know, or a strong relationship anyway with those customers. So I love how you guys added the service to it, or it's in sync anyway with the tax service. It just makes so much sense. That the business model to me just fascinated me, which is why Don and I were so excited to have you guys on the show today.
Well, thanks. And with automation today, both in the insurance industry and the tax preparation, you know, both of them are using the exact same tools. So the capital that the individual franchisee puts into the location is shared across the board with the insurance services and the tax preparation.
That's fantastic.
And how about your background real quick, John? What were you doing before Fiesta?
Sure. Well, I started Fiesta actually out here in California now. It'll be almost 13 years ago. Opened up the first group of locations in January and February of 99. And before that, I had started as a young entrepreneur in Arizona. Started with one insurance office and also combining that with tax preparation. Probably going back now around 17 years. Built that up to a chain of 22 stores in Arizona, Nevada. Sold that company. And then that's when I moved out here to the L.A. market. And then just started to build up the business and then really came up with the franchise concept four years ago. So I've been involved in this part of the industry now for around 17 years and certainly have enjoyed it and really specializing in that blue-collar part of the community, whether it was the African-American, the Anglo, and then certainly the Hispanic, which, you know, for most people know out here in California and a lot of states is, well, it is the fastest-growing demographic across the country, and it's virtually 50% of the population here in California.
Now, why did you think that franchising was the right business model to go with Fiesta? What made you make your decision, John?
Well, it's interesting. I think the original decision was almost out of survival mode. In this industry, as a mom-and-pop insurance agency, we're really dealing with a number of challenges over the last decade where insurance companies were actually paying us lower and lower commissions. At the same time, we're dealing with our expenses going up on an annual basis. Payroll, rents, utilities, advertising becomes less and less effective as there's so many different things to choose from out there. So when I was sitting here in the L.A. market looking at this and saying, well, how do I manage to turn the tide the other direction where now insurance companies would embrace us, want to actually provide higher commissions, increase that revenue stream, lower the operating costs? It just seemed like a natural fit. Franchising has done that across the country and so many other business models, and it really didn't exist in our model. And this gives somebody who's looks at the idea of being an individual insurance agency owner or somebody with retail store experience an opportunity to come in. Now we have products. We have, in some states, we're dealing with 50 to 70 different insurance companies representing their products. Insurance commission rates have now gone up. anywhere from maybe 30 to 50% in some states because of the kind of volume that we're able to provide those carriers. And,
right.
of course, then, just as in most franchise models, we can lower the operating expenses for the franchise owner.
And it seems like it's working, kind of targeting,
right.
you know, blue-collar areas like what you're talking about. I guess in any business you got to find a niche and a specialty, and you kind of have two niches and target a certain area. So I guess that seems to be working.
And it's really not much of a niche when you think about it as far as the demographics and the population. We're really going after what is the majority of the population. We're dealing with that middle to lower income part, and that's everywhere across the country. When you
right.
take a look at the tax preparation side, you know, many people just do not feel comfortable going to grab that TurboTax and doing the tax preparation on their own, especially those people that are maybe towards that lower income area, which also typically is defined by maybe less, you know, less likely to have that college degree or an MBA. So when you look at tax preparation these days and how complicated that can be, it's just a perfect fit for that community to use us both for insurance services and tax preparation.
Right. Now, I think this is a typo. There's something here about mountain climbing. Is that what you do for fun?
Well, certainly I've had a lot of experience doing that. I tend to be more of an adventure individual or adventure guy, as some people have said, and I love to take vacations and kind of incorporate the idea of traveling around the world as well as doing something that is very challenging. And back a few years ago, I decided to start climbing some mountains and ended up doing what's called the Seven Summits, and was very fortunate to be able to climb the highest mountain on every continent a few years ago, which, of course, includes summiting Mount Everest, and at that time was the 35th American and fewer than 100 people in the world that had accomplished that. And then always on to something else. Built my own airplane as an experimental airplane and had fun flying that around the country as well. So there's always different adventures going on, and even this business is a fantastic adventure for us all.
You're a bit of a risk taker, and I think most good entrepreneurs and business people, you always got to take on some risks. So that kind of parallels each other, and so I think that's an interesting part of it. What's the next steps, I guess, for Fiesta? I mean, what are your goals toward the end of the year into next year? Just keep adding some good quality franchisees, John?
We're certainly looking to add more locations where it's appropriate. We also have area development opportunities. We've just actually finished up our first area development opportunity here in Southern California for a section. And so we have a number of opportunities going on there. But I think we want to continue to work on defining our system. And really taking a look at systems created by companies out there like McDonald's or Subway, and the whole fast food industry has had just great examples. So we want to continue to define the system within our franchise so that it helps our franchise owners to be able to relate to the customers, obviously bring in more consumers. We use that in a number of different ways that are very unique, helping that entire selling process. So we have quite a bit that's coming out over the next 6 months that we believe that will really help our franchise owners be that much more successful. And it's already very exciting because we can see now with franchise owners that have been in business for their third, fourth year, the kind of revenue they're bringing in, as well as we now have franchise owners that have anywhere from maybe 2 to 6 individual locations. And the systems that we have in place, the automation, the back office accounting, the agency management system, really
right.
does give a franchise owner an opportunity to have multiple locations without having a lot of those headaches of individual ownership.
That's interesting.
And what type of franchisee are you looking for as far as their characteristics so forth? I guess you're being a little more careful who, what type of person you want to be a Fiesta franchisee, John?
Well, absolutely. I think we're all very eager when we start something up like this, and maybe at times we grab a hold of those that want to come in that may not be the best individual in the end. We're certainly looking more for an entrepreneur, so it's not necessarily somebody that has an insurance background. And what we did find is some people with an insurance background perhaps didn't really embrace the whole idea of running a business. They may have been good at sales, but not really the idea of running a business. So now we're looking for really people that are see themselves as entrepreneurs, maybe even less likely to see themselves actually involved in the transaction process. If you buy a McDonald's franchise, most people who buy that type of system don't picture themselves flipping burgers and making French fries. They plan on running this business, and they have kind of a different aspect or a different way of looking at that. And we really look at it the same way. So we're looking at for entrepreneurs who want to come in, take a look at having at least three units in their local area that services the customer that we're going after, and we're doing very well with that.
Good.
That's interesting. One of the things I want to get back to, John, you know, in studying entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship, your sense of adventure, has it helped you in business? And if so, how has it helped you?
You know, I think when you take a look at doing the kind of adventures, especially some of the ones where your life is literally on the line, I think you learn to kind of balance, and I think that's maybe one of the biggest things that that I really enjoy. That entrepreneurship, at the same time, you're taking a risk, but you want to do it in a prudent way. You don't want to be foolish about things. I joke that even when I climbed, to the summit of Mount Everest, if there were fixed lines there available to lock into, and you're on a mountain like that, you're gone for 6-7 weeks on that mountain, you're still utilizing those things, that you're still using whatever means of safety is out there. And same thing with being an entrepreneur. I mean, you just cannot be foolish with your investment, your capital, whatever it is you're planning on doing. So we always want to be doing things that still is prudent, still has a – certainly there's going to be a risk associated. We want to minimize that as much as possible. And certainly, you know, the franchise system itself is a way to minimize risk for entrepreneurs. And I think that in itself is a great example.
Yeah,
but I'm not a Vegas guy. You know, I'm not one of those guys that would go throw money down on black. I look at that as kind of a ridiculous risk. So
that's fantastic. John, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchise entrepreneurs for one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dream of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with John Roth, who is the president of Fiesta Auto Insurance. And Fiesta Auto Insurance is the nation's only franchise system to combine insurance and tax preparation under one roof. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, John, maybe talk about technology with your industry. Has that played a role in Fiesta at all?
Absolutely. It's really made a significant difference in a number of different ways. For one, we have our own agency management platform, so all of our offices work in virtually a paperless office environment. Using the web, our franchise owners can be anywhere in the world, and with an internet connection, they can instantly see exactly what the productivity is at each one of their locations. So agency management system there works really well. Obviously, we have automation involved in the tax preparation side of the business. It allows you to put everything in, and very quickly, all those calculations that, of course, we have to deal with from the government side are immediately run through that system, print out that return, take care of that, electronically file it with the IRS, including having the bank products where the individual can turn around and we can print out that check for the customer. But what's really interesting, and I don't know if a lot of people know this on the insurance side, you know, a lot of people think that the insurance side, dealing with all these different carriers, how can you possibly quote these different companies all at one time? But there's actually products out there. There's actually software programs that we utilize in all of our offices, and it really helps in that selling process of dealing with the consumer, because the customer comes in, we're able to take their information, put it into the computers, and immediately get a quote from all the different carriers that we're dealing with, so that the consumer and our franchise owner or their sales team is able to turn around and look at maybe 25 different insurance carriers, give them what is the best product for them based on the different underwriting requirements or what the needs are of the customer. And you could do that entire process of completing an entire policy, quoting, complete that policy, in maybe 15, 20 minutes, and that's all because of that automation.
Right. Talk a little bit about training for the franchisees. How does that go?
Well, training is one of our big improvements, I think, that we've had in place this year. Now every one of our franchise owners comes in for a full week of training at our corporate headquarters, and it really gives them an opportunity to not just learn how to push buttons and fill in the blanks, but really to understand the entire concept, to have a good feel for the entire concept, the marketing, exactly how to go about operating their location on a daily basis. Continue to follow that up with additional programs such as webinars, our FiestaUniversity.com that has all these different webinars and these modules there. So when the franchise owner goes back to their location, they now have an opportunity to be able to show the same type of training that they received in person. Their staff, their employees can sit down in front of the computer, go to this FiestaUniversity.com, see the same type of training, experience that. And in addition, we have the benefit of all the different insurance companies wanting to come in. Obviously, different insurance companies, you know, big names like Progressive that people certainly hear of, you know, they certainly want to encourage franchise owners to sell their product, offer that to the consumers. And so they get additional training coming in from the actual carriers themselves that will go over some of the individual nuances from one product to another. And really, you know, we're much more than just doing auto insurance. We can do the homeowners, renters. We can do recreational vehicles, commercial. A lot of our business or franchise owners get involved in writing commercial business policies. And so they have a full-service agency. Auto insurance is a thing that everybody has to deal with, so that's what brings people in. And then when they're in front of our sales team, they can then, you know, take a look at what other type of opportunities exist to take care of the needs of that customer.
Man, it's a great strategy. It's what's a typical day like for a franchisee, John? How would you describe that?
Our offices are, you know, our offices are retail, so kind of different than maybe what some other people might think about on the insurance side. We're going to be in retail shopping centers, or we are in retail shopping centers, 800 to 1,200 square feet. So our franchises open up at 9 o'clock in the morning. They close at 7 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. And using the different marketing techniques that are going on an ongoing basis with that location, consumers are walking in, and mostly the customers walk in and says, hey, I need to get a quote for insurance. I need to get this taken care of. How can you help me? It's a very nice, easygoing conversation with bringing the customer in, sitting in front of you know, the franchise owner's desk, and then just going through this conversation. building that rapport with the consumer, answering their questions, getting those different answers that we need, producing that policy, giving that, you know, first course, coming up with that quote, produce that policy. Everything migrates right into that agency management system. 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, that customer's leaving. They now have insurance. They've got coverage for whatever their needs were. At the end of the day, our franchise owners, they pull one report off of our agency management system. It shows exactly how much money they've brought in, how much money needs to get deposited into the premium trust account, because obviously those dollars are clearing out to the different insurance carriers. They make a deposit using our special pre-coded deposit slips. They're done. Their focus is on the selling and on the revenue creation. Their team comes back in the next day, is now dealing again with consumers that are coming in, making payments, endorsements, writing new policies. And, of course, we're always excited with the tax season. You know, we're in the side of the business where our people are excited to see tax season coming on because they've got those customers that they are dealing with all year round that obviously have to deal with taxes. And we do quite a bit of volume there in that first month from January 15th right through the end of February.
One thing that's nice about insurance, one thing we maybe haven't emphasized enough, is that investor or franchisee having that residual income from being in insurance. That's always a big selling point as you're speaking to prospects, right, John?
Very true. You know, if you buy a shoe store, you've got to sell, you know, X amount of new shoes every single month in order to bring in that same kind of revenue. And we really have this benefit of every time a policy is renewing, our franchise owners are receiving that commission income again. So they're building up a book of business, as it would be considered here in the insurance industry. Their first year, you know, any business is a tough model in its first year. You take a look at the numbers of what takes place in the second year. Well, now they're writing even more policies than they were in the first year, but now they're dealing with those renewals, and so you have this great increase in their revenue stream that's coming in. It's really nice to be able to imagine, you know, you wake up on the first of the month, and you now can look back at the month previous, and you can take a look at the commission revenue that came in and know that you're going to be in that same kind of volume again this month without having to have to deal with necessarily finding, you know, 1,000 new customers. You think about the Jackson Hewitt model, for instance, or some of these other ones. It's amazing to me when I realize and I see in some of these annual reports that, for instance, they only retain something like 53-57% of their consumers.
Wow.
That is kind of a shocking position to be in as a business owner. If you've got to wake up January 1st and realize you need to replace basically half of your customers with new customers, and we really get this benefit of that residual. We get that customer coming in over and over again. And ideally, you'd love to have that customer. If you're offering that service and you're giving them a good product at a good value, you can have customers for 2, 3, 4, 5 years or more.
Mm. John, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to and numbers they can call?
Absolutely. Well, the first website that they definitely want to take a look at is FiestaFranchise.com. FiestaFranchise.com will give them all the information that they need in making that kind of decision. And if they go through and they fill in the questionnaire, it'll even open up another site with some additional information. And, of course, then they can reach out to our corporate headquarters in Southern California, and that's 714-842-5420. And they can reach out to any one of our franchise consultants, and we'd be happy to answer additional questions.
That's great. I want to thank you again, John. You've been a fantastic guest, and I think you guys have a great franchise opportunity. And I'm sure you agree, Don.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you very much.
So long, John.
Take care. Thank you.
So thanks, everyone, for listening, and again, we'll talk to everyone soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening for our first Franchise Tax Symposium, and we'll see you again next week with another great show on Franchise Interviews.